Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 75. That's a fun, even number. It's a cold week in much of America. It's a disaster, but we got a good episode for y'all. Triggered is back, got a segment of Triggered. I understand the Gorilla Glue Girl got her hair fixed, so shout out to her. And we got much more. We're supposed to wear double masks now. I don't know what's going on. All that and more in today's episode of Correct Opinions. I hope you enjoy. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
-4. -4. Miami Hurricanes, the college, tweeted like a weather forecast of the country and said, LOL, because South Florida is like 80-something and the rest of the country is 16 below. But guess what, South Florida? You'll be underwater in a couple years. So enjoy it while you got it, because you're gonna have to move up to Wisconsin because all the other good land's taken and it'll be -40 by then. So take that. I actually went to Florida. Lucky me. I had planned this is classic everyone, right? I planned this fun trip with friends 9 months ago to, out of the country. Like, it'll be fine by then. And, you know, it's like, I guess you can travel the country. It's kind of an ordeal. So went to good old Florida and really lucked out there to escape a few days. But the day we returned, I mean, it's -4. I'm sitting here in my house. But I don't know. It's funny we complain. Whether it's -4 or 40, I still don't leave my house. Like, whether it's -4 or 78, there's a good chance I don't leave my house. So I don't know what I'm complaining about now that I'm saying it, but I hope everyone's staying warm. I hope everyone has power at least. I know Texas, they don't even know what to do. Their lock and barrels are frozen up. Their cowboy boots filled with snow. Got a feel for them. They don't know what's going on, but I know a lot of people don't have power there. It's like 0 degrees in Oklahoma where I grew up. It's never happened. Global warming. That's what they say. I don't know. It doesn't sound bad. Everyone's staying okay. Yeah, I went to Florida and had a great time with some close friends. I did. It's funny. Whenever you're traveling, right, you always try to find budget things. Like, you live and learn is what you say. Like, the first time I ever booked a hotel, I was like 20. And I go, oh, I need a hotel in Dallas. Hotels.com, sort by cheapest, book. $39 a night? I mean, that's awesome. What a good deal. And yeah, that, in hindsight, shocked I'd lived through that experience. People were living there. It was a whole thing. But we were chilled in Florida, just beach vibes. It was a good time. And then we booked, someone was like, I found this cool, you know how we want to do a boat thing, but it's, you got to rent a boat to go out, you know, very Miami style, over $2,000. No, we're not going to do that. I found one that's $19 a person. And get this, you get a complimentary Corona Light as you enter the boat. And we're like, well, my gosh, that's the deal of the century. We were on a floating Greyhound bus is what happened. This was terrifying. The front of the boat, for whatever reason, they're like, you can't sit on it till we leave. And I'm like boxing people out to get these seats. Because I'm like, if we don't get these seats, I got to stand next to that guy who just got out of prison. And I got to stand out to that girl who looks like she could give birth any day now and is enjoying the complimentary beer. So, we got to get these seats. We got them. It was okay. And there was one of those, like, look at the mansions tour. And it's just hilarious because, like, this boat of crazy people, my friends included, you know, we are the whitest group of people there, right? There's like eight of us, very white. We ask someone to take their photo. They're very nice. But a dude behind them, as they're taking the photo, goes, that ain't it. Y'all look too much alike. And I'm like, okay, don't come at me. I look fresh. I'm sorry one of my friends has a Switchfoot shirt on, but that's not, we stuck out, but that's fine. But we're boating past mansions and they're like, look, the like multimillionaires are out on their lawn. Like that guy right there, made Viagra, not kidding. So that's his $100 million house. There he is. And the guy's like, I paid $100 million for this to happen to me. And, so the woman announcing this would say it in English, then in Spanish. She clearly, Spanish was her first language. English was great, but a very thick accent. And I don't feel like, she's just reading a script, yeah? And I felt like the script hadn't been updated in a while. And let me tell you why. Like, we went by one house. And she's like, right here, this house belongs to the famous Jackie Chan. Oy! I was like, what? I don't think we're still allowed to say this belongs to Jackie Chan. Ching dong. Whoa, stop. Update the script. I don't think we're allowed to still say that. I couldn't believe, and no one even paid attention. I was like, is that this house belonged to the famous Shakiro. Those hips don't lie. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Okay, stop. Lady, we can't say. Okay, so I made that one up probably, but she to the famous from Rush Hour 2 and 1, Jackie Chan. It's like, I don't think we need to update the script. At one point, she goes, that belonged to the famous Playboy Bunny. I don't know who. She's like, they used to have their Playboy parties there. That was a fun sight to see. If she was a woman reading this, I was like, okay, I feel like we need, does she mean this, what she's saying? It was great. Whole experience. Got to see some cool houses. And then we had like a very nice dinner reservation after, where like, you know, there's like a table across from us that looked like they were just swiping the credit card to the trust fund, right? I'm like, no one's ever bounced from this event to this event. First ones ever, proud to say that. The 2-hour boat tour cost the same as one of my cocktails at dinner. So that is never, no one's ever done that. And I'm proud to say that. As you see both sides, baby. That's what I do. Okay? I go to Walmart and Target. That's what I'm saying. which we shot part 2 of Walmart versus Target if you haven't seen it yet. It's on my social medias. Those are one of the top comments. I love this. I pride myself on not retaliating to bad comments, which we should do in other mean comments. People like that. So it was Walmart vs. Target. And just, you know, the spoof of like, and it's so funny that I saw it in real time. We went to Target first and Jake, we just shot on the phone because we've been kicked out of Target before. He's got his whole camera. They're like, you can't do this. So we're just like sneaky vibes. We're like dodging workers and people. We just get on an aisle with no people. I'm like, okay, really quick. And I just do like one take. It was really, I'm sure if you saw the video, there was a joke in the bra section. So that one got me warm. That got me sweating. We're like, all right, we got to, can you imagine two grown men clearly shooting videos in the bra section? Like, sir, you are under arrest. So I'm glad that we didn't get caught. I'm glad it was overlooked by you guys watching. Like, okay, they filmed in the bra. My whole upbringing, if I went to the store with my mom and walked past that section, it made me upset. It made me very uncomfortable, and it still does to this day. But we'd go to Target, and you'd see a woman with like a Louis Vuitton purse. And we went to Walmart and literally saw a girl with purple hair in her pajamas. I'm not making that up. I saw that. And that's fine, but there is a difference, and we know that. And it was funny. So it was just Walmart versus Target. And a guy comments on Facebook, funny how it's cool to make fun of poor people. And I responded, I shouldn't have done this, but I responded and said, somebody shops at Walmart. But then I deleted it because I mentioned it to my wife. And she's like, no, no. But the guy, he's like, cool, man, make fun of poor people. And then someone commented like, so this guy, like, Trey never said anyone was poor. You just called everyone who goes to Walmart poor. So that guy played himself, but yeah, we just had to do it on the phone, man. And, it's one of my favorites. it's always, oh, wait, like when we go to Target, they're like, how can I help you? Please don't film in here. When we go to Walmart, like a guy comes up trying to sell me Spectrum Wireless. I'm like, is Spectrum part of Walmart? Like, how is this happening? Are you just walking through Walmart without their consent trying to make money? 'Cause you shouldn't be doing that. Wait, that's what I'm doing too. So respect, man. I'm good on the Spectrum though. And we had a good time. A lot of mask police. We took it off to shoot the lion, so you could see my mouth, but only when no one was on the aisle and I didn't touch anything. CDC, by the way, now says double mask up. But I understand COVID's a pandemic. No one knows what's going on. It's a whole thing, but I mean, I can imagine most people are like, all right, we get it. No masks. Mask, anything to cover your face works. Okay, the gator ones don't work. I went on the airline yesterday for the first time, shut down people with the gators, the ones that obviously don't work. They just look comfortable and they're like, yeah, you can't wear those. And now it's double mask. For the first time, I'm announcing it here. For the first time, I'm tired of the masks. I'm going to say it. I don't like wearing them anymore. For the longest time, I was like, this isn't that big a deal. Like, why are we whining about this? But for the first time, I was like, I'm doing the second, the inch I step out of the facility, it's off my face. I'm really starting to get tired of it. I'm wearing it. But, man, it's coming real. A day when we don't have to wear those anymore, it's coming. What a time it'll be. I don't know how soon. I don't know how soon. I don't know if the Trey Kennedy shows later this year, if you have to wear them. I don't know. Speaking of which, I'm going back on the road, TreyKennedy.com/tour. I'm talking to you, the people of Connecticut and Arizona. I'm coming to Phoenix. I'm coming to Bridgeport. And to the good people who've bought tickets a year plus ago, and you still have them, thank you. It's coming. It's a good problem to have, but those venues are too big because you guys are too lit buying the tickets. And so we're doing small shows, Bridgeport, Phoenix, TreyKennedy.com/tour. Shows in both cities already sold out, so get them quick. Thank you. It was honestly, it fired me up to see the tickets getting sold because I'm like, it's happening. People want to leave their house. So that's great. That is great to see.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Let's get to, I'll tell you what, let's get to a segment that I feel like has been way too long since we've done. I mean, here it is. What's got me triggered this week? PETA posted, don't use these animals as insults because they're animal slurs, and the animal, we know the animals have feelings. They perpetuate speciesism, and we're not better than the animals. Okay, so don't say chicken, say coward. Don't say rat, say snitch. Don't say snake, say jerk. Don't say pig, say repulsive or Keegan, depends who you know, frat guys. Don't say sloth, say lazy. Okay, don't say goat, say LeBron James, because he is okay. They left off goat. They left off some others too, okay? So I think I need to add those as well. Don't say heifer. Say that big old fat girl, because that's rude to the cows. Don't say whale. Say pre-arrest Jared from Subway, because whale, he was huge, and whales are big, and that's, and the, have you talked to a blue whale? They're hard to find, but they're always talking, and they don't like being that big, and that's upsetting to them. That's, don't whale shame them. I was like, what is going on? It's hilarious. PETA posts this to their 1.4 million followers, and all the comments are like, this ain't it. Like, PETA, we're following, we're all vegans here. We're trying to be cool about being vegan, and you're like, I'm a speciesist? I think I'm better than animals? We eat them. I guess vegans don't. But plants, what else am I forgetting? Kill two birds with one stone? Not according to PETA. We gotta softly stun two birds with one stone. Or kill two Goliaths with one sling. There's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to skin a young boy. Like, what do they want us to say? There's bigger fish to fry. Nuh-uh, I don't think so. There's bigger. There's bigger guys from West Virginia to fry. They're big over there in the hills. I know. That's just got me fired up. I love that even. Like, no, zero people supported that. Vegans weren't like, yes, I can't. I'm not better than the. We got to stop thinking we're better than the rats. Okay, so don't call me a rat because that perpetuates that we're better than rats. And let me tell you something, we're not. We're not better than, PETA, you got to think a little better of yourself on that. You're better than a rat. I'll give you that. Come on. PETA, what are we doing? You know that you're better than a rat? Rat, I have a bird issue currently on my street. There's birds everywhere. And I try to look up, like, how do I take care of these birds? Believe it or not, birds, pretty protected. You can't just go around murdering birds. But you know what you can? Rats... I could straight Amazon Prime. Bezos will drop rat poison off on my porch tomorrow morning. No one cares about rats. So, you heard it here first, folks. I, to some degree, am a speciesist. I think I'm better than a rat. But I don't think, to be fair, not all humans think they're better than animals. Every white girl listening to this would take a bullet for a golden doodle. And there you have it, folks. That's this week's segment of Triggered. Gorilla Glue Girl. Let's talk about this. This has been a fascinating event. The Gorilla Glue Girl, if you haven't heard it, a young lady, black woman, she's doing the slick down ponytail look, right? So, you know, there's product, that is meant to kind of, it's for your hair, and it's supposed to stick that down. She ran out of it and said, hey, Gorilla Glue should work. It sure did. But she, Gorilla Glue, she could not get it out of her hair, and it became a scary event. And then it became kind of a heartwarming event. And, you know, I've been enjoying making these five phases videos, the five phases of Gorilla Glue Girl. It's like one, two, laughing at you. Three, okay, actually, is she gonna die? She has glue on her head. Four, this is actually becoming a story for the ages. And then five, heartwarming, because she's good now. Some nice doctor's like, I got you for free. He fixed her up. She has like a GoFundMe, a bunch of money. And what a story. I love the internet. Gorilla Glue Girl, man. Now she's famous. She's making, this is what's crazy about America and social media these days. She has the opportunity. She might go make more than like lawyers do. So what do you do for a living? I put glue in my hair, and it kind of put me to the forefront, and I'm like an influencer of some kind for my like hairy growth now. And it's wild. I'm here for it. It's second to the riding a skateboard drinking cranberry juice guy. What's his name? I don't know. I don't know if anyone knows his name, but he's killing it. He has a lot of followers, and he loves cranberry juice. And now Gorilla Glue Girl, she's coming next. So I don't know. I think they should collab, and he should style his hair with glue, and she drinks the juice. And that would, dude, the views on that. I should be a manager of influencers. You got your top three right there. Of wild influencers, you got Mason Ramsey number one. He's still the king. He yodeled into Walmart. I'll never beat that Walmart performance, I'll tell you that. And you got Snapple drinking skateboard guy, and you got Gorilla Glue Girl. They're the top of the top of your random influencers, and I'm here for it. It's nice and warm in this basement. Shockingly, -4 out. Feels like -20. Can someone explain that to me? I feel like weather is like a kind of like how women communicate or something, right? Just tell me, hey, just shoot me straight. It's going to be more helpful if you shoot me straight. Is it -4 or is it -20? Because it feels like it's actually -20, but you're trying to make me feel better about myself. And it's -4. So weather app, weather men and women everywhere, shoot me straight. I've never understood that. Listen, I think, you know, winter's always tough. And I know you're a great guy and you have like a lot of good jackets, and I just don't think they're like warm enough for us right now. And I think it's -4. I'm like, okay. Oh, I mean, that's not great, but I think I can still deal with that. I'm okay. I got some gear. I can do that. It's not great. I got remote start on my car, not to brag, but like, I think I'll give it some time. I can thaw it out. Okay, you know, actually, no, I said it's -4, but in all reality, it's -20. I'm like, why didn't you say it in the first place? You got my hopes up. It's never made sense to me, but it feels like -20, wind chill warning. Man, I love my app says the high is -0. That's just a slap in the face. Not zero, -0. That's like a colder zero. There's +0 and -0. You gotta rub it in my face. Why do they do this to us? You know what I mean? I can't tell you how many times in the winter somewhere I'll look at, they'll give you predictions for like 2 weeks from now. Like, oh, in 2 weeks, dude, it might be -4 now, but in 2 weeks it's gonna be 60. So I'm fired up. I'm gonna plan a, I'm spike balling that day. And then 3 days prior, it's like, it's 40 and raining. Well, then shoot me straight, weather. Shoot me straight. So right now I'm just Monday's sunny and 50. So will that happen? No, but I'm fired up about it. That's what I need right now. Spike ball, man. When I was in Florida on the beach, I played 8 hours of spike ball a day. I can barely walk right now. I love being a guy, especially. So we're there with couples, all the girls sitting there like, come play in the water with us. And we're like, Like several of us almost got in a fight. Like one guy got fired up. Well, there's five of us, so four played and one officiated. And that whoever was the ref almost got swung at a few times. Like one guy lost his cool. He threw the spike ball 50 yards one way. Me and another guy had after a close fought game, we're kicking sand in each other's eyes, just back and forth. Like I don't know, like 3-year-old. What was that dude? Kick sand in his face. Are you serious? Kick sand in his face. We just kept going. And it's funny because the girls are like, stop. Like they think, if someone asks, like, Trey, you ever in a fight? I'm like, yeah. Got some sand particles in the guy's eye once. Like, I'm not, it's not going to happen. But spikeball, man, it's a great sport. It's one of my favorite bits I do of the shows. You have to come see it. I'm not going to ruin it, but just like, white people have gotten so, so creative with their kind of like recreational activities since like none of us could make the football team. Right? Like, you'd ever join like an adult, a basketball league? And I've done like one. I was like, yeah, I could play a little bit. I don't really play anymore. Da, da, da. And then next thing I'm guarding a 6'6 guy and my knee hurts. And why? Hey, we have this extra plywood. Let's try to throw beanbags in it. That's what you kind of have to do as a white male, and that's fun. I enjoy it. It's really fun. Frisbee, you know. You ever see, they're trying to make like disc golf and ultimate frisbee things. There's zero people of color in that. And unlike a lot of things where like we need more people of color in this, no one's like, get more people throwing frisbees. They're like, we don't want to do that. Y'all are good. You keep at it, Paul. So 2021 is the year of spam. And I'm not talking about the sweet, sweet meat you buy in the can, baby. I'm talking about, has anyone else? I've been getting more sales calls, this and that. I don't know. I don't know what happened. My parents finally got rid of the landline. Maybe they like somehow, that's the only thing that calls landlines. I'm like, mom, unplug the landline. So maybe when they had to disconnect that, whoever has, they're like, hey, we need your new like cell number so we can blow you up there. And they just gave them mine. That's my best prediction. But it's crazy how much, 2020 was brutal. Like 2021 is looking up. It's like someone up top was like, hey, let's keep this going. Here's all their cell phone numbers. I mean, these places in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to try to call one. Let's see if we can get a chat with one of them. Yeah. Okay.
Not in service at this time.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. How about you? You gonna answer me, buddy? You're calling me. I'll call you back. It's just not even gonna work, is it? Oh. I make sure this is an actual number. Yeah. Okay.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Cowards. They're cowards. And they're all. Derek, you're getting a ton of these?
Yes.
He's gonna. Are they all? Have you ever answered one?
Yeah, I kept one on for a while.
It was a real person?
Yep. They said they're from Pakistan, but I think they're from India. They're trying to throw some shade on Pakistan.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Part of the Civil War, war going on.
Yeah, they always try to blame it on Pakistan. Yeah. We're on to you, India. They, and then half the time they're computers. Yeah. I mean, God bless any human being. We're talking about PETA's like, hey, we're equal to animals. We're equal to the rats. If you're a human who falls for a computer spam, PETA might be right. Can you imagine? They're like, hello, you've qualified. I'm just sitting there talking like, are you kidding me? I've qualified for what now? A credit card that blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, here's my social. There's humans falling for this. No! I'm getting blown up. And then I get texts too. They're weird. Emails. It's brutal, man. It's gnarly. Oh my gosh, I thought I had a pit stain. We're good. Rode my spin bike this morning, not going to lie. So the spam calls, I don't know what to do about it. Then we got, I started getting a scary one where they like start calling me. They're like, hey, we're part of this debt collection agency. You owe us money. And they say they name one that's legitimate. So I'm Googling it. I'm like, well, this is one? And I low-key think about it. And I'm like, gosh, I'm an idiot. These people, they're just like, shoot you a text. Hey, you owe us $800. It's gnarly, man. I remember the first time I got the fake IRS call. And this was years ago when I was very young and was just sure I was doing something wrong, right? Like, no one's ever taught me how to pay taxes. I don't want to mess this up here. That's for a reason. People act like the IRS, like, puts a gun to your head if you don't pay your taxes. But I guess in some instances they do. I got a call from fake IRS, and I almost poo-pooed my pants. I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. They're going to take my house. They're going to take my car. It's over. I did it. I made too many silly videos. I didn't pay Uncle Sam. I don't know what I'm doing. And look at my account. I was like, yeah, that's not real. So glad I did that, because what saved me was I got a voicemail and I immediately called my accountant. But if I had talked to them in real time, I bet I would have folded. But I'm not a psychopath who ever answers a call from a number I don't recognize. Right? No, yeah, that's what they're like, sir, you got to pay us right now or the police are coming and we need it in Visa gift cards. That sounds legit. Give me a second. Yeah, I know, man. That the spam, I don't know what to do about it. It's a whole problem, but landlines. Derek, do you have a landline?
No.
Yeah, I don't. No one in the world has those now. Valentine's Day was a few days ago. Valentine's week. Hope you guys celebrated. I didn't. We acknowledged a little bit, but luckily Katie's like, yeah, it's chill. Listen, I'm a good husband, so I did a little something. I hate it. It's just, did you see all the posts on social media? Brutal. My Valentine, people get fired up about it. I don't know. We inadvertently went on a trip for the weekend and was like, happy Valentine's. Like, oh yeah, that was, listen, Katie, your birthday is, hers was like a few days ago, and it's right around the Super Bowl. I got Super Bowl birthday. There's only so much I can do, right? I treated her to a wonderful Super Bowl watch party. We got nachos. She loved it. She's like, this is better than the Valentine's Day. She non-verbally said that to me. I'm almost positive. But one thing I particularly enjoyed was, this was going around Facebook, the hashtag Valentine's Day Challenge. Okay. This is cringy copy and paste thing where basically you gave all these details about your relationship that only you care about. And I thought I'd do it. Well, I thought I'd do it with mine because you guys care about mine, right? So how'd you guys meet? I met her. When was it? Yeah. Jeez. Probably 6 or 7 years ago now. I met her back in college. All my other friends were kind of getting similar relationships. So I was like, I need to as well. So bought her. Who's interested first? Me. I know. First date, I think it was probably in my freshman dorm room, like a late on a Saturday night or something. I know, kind of wild. First kiss, probably the first time I ever had a 10 kill streak. I gave her a kiss. Who initiated it? Me. Stop it. How long have we been together? I think going on 7 years now. Mm-hmm. Kids. That's a complicated question. We have four kids, I guess you'd say. Four different controllers. We just had the one, but then we didn't try. And then we stopped trying, and then we tried, and we got a few more. Which, that is a complicated question. Age difference. I'm about 20 years older. Influencer vibes. Who's taller? Me. Who said I love you first? Me. Who's the most impatient? Me. Sometimes it takes her a long time to turn on, and I'm like, come on, let's get with it. And sometimes she's not up to date with everything, so she's got to like update. Who's the loudest? Me. Yeah, she. It's all passion with us. No one makes me highest of highs and lowest of lows with her. Most stubborn. She is. When she freezes up, I tell you what. Who's the better driver? Me. Because I'm a man. Sorry. Most competitive. We both are. Funniest. Me. I'm an influencer extraordinaire. Okay, I'm done. There's 40 questions. I can't keep doing this. And did we... I'll finish with a big one. Who plans the date nights? Both. And we need to do it way more often. But there's a third girl. There's a second girl in the image. Why can't I talk? There's a second girl in the picture now who's really cramped my style with my first love. And to my gaming buddies, I'm sorry I can't play more often. I'm working on it. We schedule it out. It's fine. I have plans to play in a few days. It's great. So that's a Valentine's Day challenge with me and my boo. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll end with, I thought it was interesting. I made a huge video earlier this year that people loved on The Bachelor. As you know, the first Black Bachelor. I do some Bachelor jokes sometimes on stage. It's one of my favorite bits. And, oh boy, Chris Harrison might be canceled. Chris Harrison's taking a step away from the program. He gave an interview because I guess one of the girls in the show went to like South Georgia College or something and basically, you know, Confederate flags were flying. I don't know the ins and outs of it. But he did an interview and the girl was kind of like, what do you think about this? And he, I mean, agree or disagree, he did kind of do a shockingly hilariously bad job of like being PC at all. He's like, well, the woke police got their sirens going. He was like saying stuff like that. And it was like, ooh, this isn't. Got to tone it down a notch, my man Chris. I think Chris is a good guy, but you know, it'll be very interesting to watch that. I mean, the most dramatic season yet. They got to bring him back. He's got to keep saying that. They get a cameo from Chris for the final rose, and he'll be like, the most dramatic season yet. And everyone will be like, for the first time, that's true. The drama. So I'm very excited to see. They've already recorded the season, right? So I guess he'll play it out. And I don't really know. The girl who's under fire. She appears like she's going to go far. So I don't know what's going to happen, but, yeah, the next Bachelor sketch video is going to be hilarious. They're giving us a lot of material this year. So, but hope it's, I don't know. I hope that, hope everyone figures it out, and I'm not here to comment on this or that, but it is, what a world we live in where that's the show where we're like, we need, this guy's going to smooch 30 girls, and that's how we're going to, like, make some progress. Like, it's pretty, it's an interesting country and time we live in. Shout out to, you know, let's just, I would hope I can get on my TikTok skateboard and drink some cranberry juice and everything will be chill. But correct opinion, y'all. Thanks for listening. Get your tickets to the shows. Like I said, we got merch dropping Friday as well. Big time merch drop Friday, so pay attention to that, and please give us 5-star reviews and subscribe to Trey Kennedy Studios on YouTube. Talk to y'all soon. Do less, God bless. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.